Welcome to the AAA podcast for the night sky in December 2020. Here we are in December, and the sun, which has been moving steadily south ever since Midsummer's Day back in June, is approaching the winter solstice. On the 21st of December, shortly after 10 a.m, it will reach its furthest point south and will begin to come back north. The point at which the sun changes direction is known as the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, and the summer solstice in the southern hemisphere. In the north, we will celebrate the shortest day of the year. From the latitude of London, the sun will rise around 8 a.m. and will set around 4 p.m, giving only around 8 hours with the sun above the horizon. The sun will remain low in the sky, reaching an altitude of only 14 degrees around midday. On the day of the solstice, the sun will be overhead along the Tropic of Capricorn. This has a latitude of minus 23.5 degrees, which reflects the fact that the Earth's axis of rotation is inclined 23.5 degrees to the plane of its orbit. In 6 months' time, the situation will be reversed, with the sun reaching plus 23.5 degrees, lying over the Tropic of Cancer, giving the Northern Hemisphere its longest day. In December, the moon will be at last quarter on the 8th, will be new on the 14th, will be at first quarter on the 21st, and will be full on the 30th. On December the 21st, the moon passes in front of the star 30 Pisces. With the moon at first quarter, the leading edge will be in darkness, and the magnitude plus 4.4 star will disappear at 7:53 p.m. It will reappear from the bright half at 9:05 p.m. On the 24th of December at 7:34 p.m, the star 65 Ceti will disappear behind the moon at the same moment as the star 64 Ceti reappears from behind the moon. 65 Ceti will reappear at 8:53 p.m. Mercury is too close to the sun for viewing this month. It will be in conjunction with the sun on December the 20th. Venus will present as a bright morning star throughout the month. It will draw closer to the sun as the month progresses. Mars shines from among the stars of Pisces. Its red colour and brightness make it an unmistakable feature in this part of the sky. It is still close enough to us for surface features to be discerned through a telescope. However, we are moving away from it, with the result that it will fade by about one magnitude during the month. The big event of the month concerns Jupiter and Saturn. They are moving closer together, ready for a very close conjunction on December the 21st. At the time of the conjunction, the pair will be close enough to be visible in the same field of view, even with a 200mm telescope working at f10. The pair are to be found in the west, just after sunset. They're sufficiently close to the sun and to the horizon, however, to make the window of opportunity for viewing frustratingly short. It is very important, therefore, that you do not point optical instruments in their direction until after the sun has set. The risk of damaging your eyesight is too great. Uranus is shining at magnitude plus 5.7 from among the star of Aries. It is within range of a pair of binoculars. A small telescope will show a small greenish-blue disk. Neptune is to be found among the stars of Aquarius, shining at magnitude plus 7.9. It is within range of a small telescope. The Geminid meteor shower occurs around the 14th of December. This shower has been described as being second only to the Perseids in terms of number of meteors seen, but in recent years the Geminids may have taken the crown. Most meteor showers are the result of the Earth crossing the orbit of a comet. the comet will drop material along its path in the form of dust and ice. When the Earth's atmosphere hits the cometary material, it compresses the air, generating enough heat to become incandescent. The Geminids are different in that the parent body is not a comet, but is more like an asteroid. The asteroid, which has been named Phaeton, who in mythology is the son of the sun god Helios, Phaeton is 3.6 miles across and completes one orbit of the sun in 1.4 years. When it is at its closest to the sun, it is only 0.14 astronomical units from its searing heat. It is thought that the intense heat blasts rocky debris from its surface, producing the material which, when it has spread around Phaeton's orbit, produces the annual meteor shower. The shower is well known for its relatively slow meteors, some of which leave trails across the sky. I saw one a few years ago which left a long corkscrew trail. The particle producing the trail must have been spinning. The radiant of the shower is near Castor in the constellation of Gemini, hence its name. Don't watch the radiant, but 10 to 20 degrees to the side of it. The peak of the shower occurs on the nights of 13th and 14th and 14th and 15th. This year, there is no moon to interfere with the spectacle. Under a cloudless clear sky, as many as 60 to 70 meteors might be seen. That is all for this month. Keep safe and healthy. Have a good Christmas as circumstances allow. Clear skies until the new year.